Hello there. How are you today? Thank you so very much for coming on back to the show. This show is a labor of love. I'm Maria. Strong body, strong soul. That's the name of the show. I'm here to remind you that you have both of those things, regardless of the challenges that are happening in the world. You have internal strength and knowing that can get you through in unimaginable ways. When I first began this show, one of the things that I used to love to do is to read daily affirmations into the show here. Over the course of my exploration into energy work more, I've learned that there are different ways of expressing yourself. We all know that anyway, but Tony Robbins, he doesn't like the word affirmations. He uses the word incantations. And I'm telling you what, that is a trigger word for some people. When I talk about meditation, some people who are very convinced that prayer is the only way don't quite understand that meditation and prayer are pretty much the same thing. It's all a matter of perspective. In this time, we could all use a little help. So, I'm going to share an affirmation with you right now. This particular one really resonates with me personally. And not being afraid to use your voice, to use your energy in unusual ways. Don't allow yourself to be blocked into preconceived ideas of who you are and how you are meant to behave. Here we go with an affirmation for you guys. This right here is from my book, Daily Affirmations for the Inner Child by Raquel Lerner. Nurturing is the title. My inner child is a wonderful part of me. The child inside me is afraid, and she doesn't quite know why. My inner child wants to curl up in a ball and leave the living to those who know how to grow up and be successful at it. My child inside peers through a crack to see what everyone else does and then tries to mimic what she sees. Yet, when she mimics, she doesn't always get it quite right. Today, I will cuddle my child within. I will encourage her to let go of at least one fear. I will take her for a ride, and together we will throw the fear out of the window and wave goodbye to it. Today, I will encourage my inner child to be who she was created to be. If she is a quiet child, that's okay. If she is a playful child, that's okay too. Today, I will let my inner child know I'm glad she is alive and a wonderful part of me. Wow, how appropriate for today. As I start to slow down on this podcast, I haven't been out here as much as I have in the past. I really appreciate you for stopping by. Be careful with the titles on the shows here, because I do share full range. Just like this affirmation says, I don't like to just study other people and do what they're doing. I go with my own intuition. And it's so interesting because affirmations like this are talking about our inner child. But as a parent now of teen children, I find myself with a new perspective find myself noticing how I parent my own children, but also having more compassion for my own mom. I'm sure she felt the same way as she was trying to parent me. I'm sure there were days that she wanted to hide in a corner. Throwing that fear out the window, manifesting what you want in this world. Like I said at the beginning, incantation is a little different than affirmation. Affirmation affirms truth. Incantation actually calls you to action. Action in your life. So, I'm Maria, just in case you forgot. We were supposed to travel for Thanksgiving, but because of COVID, we changed our plans, and we are abiding by the suggestions right now for the public safety concerns. I hope you are safe, happy, healthy, wherever you are at on the planet, no matter whether you celebrate Thanksgiving or not, whether you are disturbed by the current election status or not. I'm going to go ahead and attach a couple of articles that I've been writing lately in the show notes here. And I do want to let you know that, like I said at the beginning, this show is a labor of love. I do not have fancy equipment. I am recording on my iPhone right now. If you want to know about podcasting, go ahead and check out some of my Techie Tips episodes here on the show. Or you're welcome to come on over to the Facebook page, Let's Talk About Podcasting, if you want to figure out how you can use your voice out here in the world, if you're passionate about something that you think the rest of the world might benefit from knowing. It's not that hard to start a podcast. Now, I will let you know that Anchor.fm is the free podcasting host that I'm on right now. They were a sponsor of this show, but their sponsorship program doesn't seem to be working anymore. So you won't be hearing any little ads from them anymore. I also want to let you know that I am going to be switching platforms. While my goal out here is not to make money, I don't appreciate the way the platform has taken my show and sold it to many places and allowed them to put inappropriate ads on my show. Sometimes, in fact, over my pretty orange rose logo there. They actually took products and put them on my show. So strange. So anyway, fear of changing, that's been holding me back for a while. So I will keep this show. I'll come at you once in a while on my iPhone. But if you want to hear the new show that I'm starting, go ahead and check the show notes there as well. It is called Strong Body, Strong Soul with Maria. And it is not on all those platforms yet, but I'll put a link for you guys so you can have a little sneak listen if you like. If you are in the mood for meditation, please do search the archives here. Season 4 was all about meditation and energy. So if you need a little relaxation, I highly recommend. There are 10 episodes in a row. They are numbered, and they are all about a 30-minute or less meditation share. So thanks for being here. Thank you again. I love you. Take care. Wait a minute, just in case you have 5 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and share a song with you. This song is by Danielle Rose. God Is. That is the title. It's 5 minutes long. I will not be back when the song concludes. So if you have time, sit back and relax and enjoy. Thanks for being here. I'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah. want to know me. You won't see my face. I do not age with time. I do not fit into space. I transcend the capacity of your eyes. So who am I? It is the question of the moment. It is the question for all time.
Silence in the